We have my good friend, a film blogger. Aaron, what was your favorite movie last year? So they can judge you by your taste.
Favorite movie of 2011?
Yeah.
Now, favorite movie that came out worldwide in 2011? Films that were released maybe in 2010, but were released in the United States in 2011.
All right, I'll just cut to the chase. It was Green Lantern. Aaron, thank you.
That's actually funny you mentioned that, Eric. Just an update on my movie watching habits quickly. 2011, 583 films during the year. So that's up 38 films from the previous year. A wise man once told me that the essence of a good story is conflict. That was, of course, Eric Garneau who told me that. I don't know if I can attribute the quote to him, but he told me this. But the story I'm going to tell tonight actually has no conflict. The story tonight is about hair. I got enough. This is my prayer. That all that damage to spray is my hair. Now, it might not be... Maybe it's not fair to call what I'm going to talk tonight about as a story because, well, one, I'm drastically unprepared for this. But also, this is more, I guess you would call it an incomplete oral history of all of the haircuts I've had in my life. Now, at the end of this, though, it may just prove the adage that Eric had told me about conflict, because this will probably not be a good story. Okay, so the first haircut, strange or odd or weird or whatever adjective you want to use haircut that I can remember was kindergarten, where I sported a nice, I would say probably 7-8 inch rat tail. Now, a lot of people, you know, have rat tails. This one, I personally can't blame myself for. Children of that age, some of them, especially me, didn't quite know the difference between right and wrong. Now, parents do. And I have to blame them for that one. I mean, what parent in their right mind would allow their child to grow something that has been termed a rat tail? I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory enough in itself. A completely shaved head, minus a long tail coming from the back. It's ugly. How many here? I'm going to do a thing here tonight where to see a lot of men. I doubt many of the female audience here will have some of these haircuts I'll be talking about tonight. But I want to do a running poll to see if anyone else has had these at any point in their life. Just to see how special I am, I guess. Anyone else who had a rat tail? A couple, three, okay. All right, that might be the winner, but maybe not. The haircuts, they also can be influenced by popular culture, which is a running theme that you'll see in a couple of the haircuts I'll talk about. I guess just sort of an anecdotally, now this is one that I've not had, but you hear about in the mid to late 90s, a lot of women going to the salon, getting the Rachel, you know, from Friends. Of course, I haven't had the Rachel in my life. That would be one I would certainly talk about, though, but... this haircut, I would say, would come around 1990 and was inspired in part by the immortal words, stop, collaborate, and listen. I don't know if it was just me or my friends or the people that I knew, but there was a trend going around where you would get what were called vanilla ice lines, where you would get in the sides of your hair, you would get three lines shaved in, as Vanilla Ice had in his hair, in his music video. So how many people? So we got a couple more there. That's good. So three and three. So three's the top so far. Okay.
Now Bill has had both. Just so we note that.
Yeah.
So, Bill and Sean
have had both. Okay, so we got a couple who've had both.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Another that was inspired by popular culture. When I was a child, I was a fan of professional wrestling, WWF. And there was a professional wrestler that I was a huge fan of, his name was Tanaka. He was a Native American with a giant mohawk. So I told my dad that I wanted to get a mohawk, and I he was also the person who allowed me to have a rat tail, so this might tell you something. But he took me to the barbershop around the corner, and we told him what I wanted. I wanted to get a mohawk. And possibly, you know, for the better, the barber kind of looked at us both and went, "Really? Sure, that's what you want? This is a very old-fashioned men's kind of barbershop with the pole, nobody under 50 cutting your hair sort of place." So, and I said, "Yeah, I want it." My dad was like, "Yeah, you can have it. It's fine." So actually what he did, he didn't give me a mohawk. He left a thing in the middle, but kind of didn't shave everything totally. Just kind of, like, kind of buzzed it, but, like, there was still hair, but he didn't want to go all the way, you know? He was probably scared, you know, that we would complain or something, which I guess I can't blame him. But what we did when we went home, my grandpa actually shaved the rest. So I did have the mohawk. The best part about this is at the time, let's see, this would be, I would probably be around the age of 10 at this point. And at the time, I went to the Mormon church.
Yeah.
So I was rocking the mohawk at the Mormon church. And surprisingly, they loved it. All these, I mean, the church was, the congregation, it was mostly older people, and I had my little, nice little shirt on with the mohawk. I remember a picture of photograph being taken. I couldn't find it. I wanted to find it and bring it in. But surprisingly, they loved it. How many here? Anybody with the full-on mohawk? That one's a little, I feel like, a little more socially acceptable in an odd way, but all right, I got one, so it's coming in third place so far. And the Mormon church will come back later. And I'm taking a long time, so I'll try to speed this up. One of my most prominent haircuts, I feel, a child of, let's see, this would be middle school age, so probably like 12 to 15, were called buzz bangs. Anybody know buzz bangs? Now, buzz bangs are where your hair is grown, and then you shave, you buzz your hair, everything except the bangs.
Oh,
yes. Now, the buzz bangs, I sported the buzz bangs for a number of years. It's a nice, simple, durable haircut. You had a little flare in the front. It's kind of a reverse mullet, I guess. You're all straight in the back there, but in the front you got a little flare. So I really like the buzz bangs. Around this time, another cultural influence on my haircut was 1992 to 93 at some point. These were, of course, during the second three-peat for the Chicago Bulls. The three-peat featuring Dennis Rodman.
Oh.
I think you may know where this is going. But a local haircuttery at the time, in honor of the Bulls championship victory, was giving hair dyes, a la Dennis Rodman. So I went in there. I had my hair dyed bright red. And also, as a little accent, got a Nike swoosh. I'm guessing nobody probably had that one. Any Nike swooshes in the head? Now, of course, as you can imagine, with a haircut such as this, the swoosh didn't really look much like a Nike swoosh. I mean, this was a $15 haircut, you know. Not to say ill of the wonderful young woman who gave me this haircut, but it did look quite a lot like a check mark. As you can tell, shaving things into my head is also become a mini theme here. One of my favorite shaving in head stories comes from when my grandfather. I'm not exactly sure why this happened, whether this was my idea or his strange idea, but for those who don't know, well, I guess you all know, but maybe not, my name is Aaron. It starts with an A. So I decided to have an A carved into the top of my head, right up here. It's So it said A, in a spot where no one could see it unless you were really tall. That's also another one that I used to have a picture from, but can't find it. Anybody have their initials carved in their hair here? No?
I had lightning bolts.
Lightning bolts?
Ooh. Yeah.
Never did lightning bolts, but
the
there's still time.
A bat.
Yeah. Not the bat symbol, but a bat.
Just a bat.
Now, I'm going to fast forward to when I was, 23 years old. I was at the time living in Boston. I was working on campaigns, doing recruitment for campaigns. And there was it was actually very timely. It was a leap year that year. So I went to a party, and the theme of the party was a theme party. I don't know why the theme was this. It had something to do with a leap year ending on a weekend or something like that. But the theme of the party was to dress up either 9 years in the future or 9 years in the past. Now, I thought about going as a bum because I figured that would be an easy way to project myself 9 years in the future. But instead, I again gave myself buzz bangs.
Yes.
And I kept them. So I've had a lot of wacky haircuts. Now usually I just cut my own hair. I don't really, or just don't cut it. But as you can tell, I've another prominent feature is the beard, which now.
Woo!
Yes. Are you pulling the hook? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Okay. So
beard.
Yeah. So I love my beard. It's itself had many forms. I won't bore you with all of them. But one thing I would like to talk about with my beard that is fairly annoying about it, as you can tell, is I get it grows really low onto my neck, which is really gross. I usually kind of used to trim that up, but I kind of stopped doing that. And I think I know why that happens to me. When I was in high school, we went on a field trip to Nauvoo.
Nauvoo? Big Mormon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's where John Smith, I believe, started the Mormon Church. It's in Illinois.
I was thinking of Nauvoo.
I totally went to Nauvoo too. I was like, that's amazing.
And the thing there, they had a lot of them. They had like a museum, and they had a bunch of pictures, and all of the gentlemen, they all had beards, except none of them with any hair on their chin. It was all just on their neck. So I think my short time at the Mormon Church, and then stopped being to go. Maybe I was supposed to be at that Mormon Church. I think it was some sort of calling. As to why I have this gross, awkward neck beard. Yeah. But that's it. Thanks, guys.
I think there was conflict in that story. The conflict is between Aaron and fashion. Now, this is coming from someone who has had terrible haircuts most of his life, so I'm with you, brother. All right, coming up next, we have the owner of the Pub Theater Company, a writer, producer,